In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for gathering us here together tonight to pray, O Lord, and to bless your holy name. Monday, evening prayer. And this is the special day for Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. So God, come to my assistance, Lord, make haste to help us. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saved us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us worship God as we celebrate Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Manizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, there are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, truly you are God, holy. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Psalm 123. To you I have lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. My eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are on the Lord our God till he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with the proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, let us sing praise to God as we acclaim Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. And on your Mary's gifts, we pray for you to help us. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our eyes are fixed intently on the Lord, waiting for his merciful help. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If the Lord had not been on our side, if Israel's song, if the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled. Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us. Over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life like a bird has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Jesus, you foretold that your disciples would be despised on account of your name, but that not a hair of their heads is ever forgotten. In times of persecution, defend and revive us by the power and comfort of the Holy Spirit, so that we can be freed from our enemies and praise your lasting help. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pour your blessings on me and help me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pray for Father Veoli and for all of the priests who hear our confessions. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God chose us in his Son to be his adopted children. Give me insight, Lord, to know your will, that I will cherish it with all my heart. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Thus says the Lord, yes, in those days and at that time, when I would restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will assemble all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my inheritance, Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and divided my land. Over my people they have cast lots. They gave a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for the wine they drank. Declare this among the nations. Proclaim a war. Rouse the warriors to arms. Let all the soldiers report and march. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak man say, I am a warrior. Hasten and come, all you neighboring peoples. Assemble there. Bring down, O Lord, your warriors. Let the nations bestir themselves and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit in judgment upon all the neighboring nations. Apply the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come and tread, for the winepress is full, the vats overflowing. For great is their malice, crowd upon crowd in the valley of decision. For near is the day of the Lord in the valley of decision. Sun and moon are darkened, and the stars withhold their brightness. The Lord roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem raises his voice. The heavens and the earth quake. But the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the men of Israel. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, am your God, dwelling on Zion, my holy mountain. Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall pass through her no more. And then on that day, the mountains shall drip new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and the channels of Judah shall flow with water. A fountain shall issue from the house of the Lord to water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a waste, and Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah, because they shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall abide forever, and Jerusalem for all generations. I will avenge their blood, and not let it leave it unpunished. The Lord dwells in Zion. Responsory prayer. The mountains shall run with sweet wine, and all the riverbeds of Judah shall flow with water. A fountain shall spring from the house of the Lord. If anyone is thirsty, come forward and receive the water of life, freely given to all who desire it. The angel showed me the river and water of life, bright as crystal, which flowed from the throne of God and of the Lamb. If anyone is thirsty, come forward and freely receive the water of life, freely given to all who desire it. From a letter of Conrad of Marburg, spiritual director of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. Elizabeth recognized and loved Christ in the poor is the caption. From this time onward, Elizabeth's goodness increased greatly. She was a lifelong friend of the poor and gave herself entirely to relieving the hungry. She ordered that one of her castles should be converted into a hospital in which she gathered many of the weak and feeble. She generously gave alms to all who were in need, not only in that place, but in all the territories of her husband's empire. She spent all her own revenue from her husband's four principalities, and finally sold her luxurious possessions and rich clothes for the sake of the poor. Twice a day in the morning and in the evening, Elizabeth went to visit the sick. She personally cared for those who were particularly repulsive. To some she gave food, to others clothing. Some she carried on her own shoulders and performed many other kindly services. Her husband, of happy memory, gladly approved of these charitable works. Finally, when her husband died, she sought the highest perfection. Filled with tears, she implored me to let her beg for alms from door to door. On Good Friday of that year, when the altars had been stripped, she laid her hands on the altar in a chapel in her own town, where she had established the Friars Minor, and before witnesses, she voluntarily renounced all worldly display and everything that our Savior in the Gospel advises us to abandon. Even then, she saw that she could still be distracted by the cares and worldly glory which had surrounded her while her husband was alive. Against my will, she followed me to Marburg. Here in the town, she built a hospice where she gathered together the weak and the feeble. There, she attended the most wretched and contemptible at her own table. Apart from these active good works, I declare before God that I have seldom seen a more contemplative woman. When she was coming from private prayer, some religious men and women often saw her face shining marvelously and light coming from her eyes like the rays of the sun. Before her death, I heard her confession. When I asked what should be done about her goods and possessions, she replied that anything which seemed to be hers belonged to the poor. She asked me to distribute everything except one worn-out dress in which she wished to be buried. When all this had been decided, she received the body of our Lord. Afterward, until Vespers, she spoke often of the holiest things she had heard in sermons. Then she devoutly commended to God all who were sitting near her, and as if falling into a gentle sleep, she died. Response to prayer. You acted bravely and your heart has been strengthened because you love chastity. Your name will be praised forever. Your prayers and generosity have been accepted in God's sight. Because of them, God has remembered you. Your name will be praised forever. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, for he has looked with favor on God. Let's see. It's probably not even the right one. My heart sings for joy and overflows with gladness, for the Lord is my Savior. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My heart sings for joy and overflows with gladness, for the Lord is my Savior. Through the intercession of holy women, let us pray for the church in these words. Be mindful of your church, Lord. Through all the women martyrs who conquered bodily death by their courage, strengthen your church in the hour of trial. Through married women who are advanced in grace by holy matrimony, make the apostolic mission of your church fruitful. Through widows who eased their loneliness and sanctified it by prayer and hospitality, help your church reveal the mystery of your love to the world. Through mothers who have borne children for the kingdom of God and the human community, help your church bring all men to a rebirth in life and salvation. Through all your holy women who have been worthy to contemplate the light of your countenance, let the deceased members of your church exalt in that same vision forever. Through the intercession of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, help us have a recognition of Christ's beauty and presence in the poor, and a recognition of our own dependence on our Savior and Head and Bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Help our minds be at peace. Help our hearts be focused. Pray for Bill, for Henry, for Father Rob, for my neighbors, my friends, my relatives. My heart sings for joy and overflows with gladness, for the Lord is my Savior. Father, you helped Elizabeth of Hungary to recognize and honor Christ in the poor of this world. Let her prayers help us to serve our brothers and sisters in time of trouble and need. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. We'll also pray the second one too. O God, by whose gift Saint Elizabeth of Hungary recognized and revered Christ in the poor, grant through her intercession that we may serve with unfailing charity the needy and those afflicted, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God, be merciful to me, poor sinner. Let's pray for Pope Leo the 14th, Robert Prevost, and his monthly intentions. He needs our help, and we need to pray for these people who are on the brink of suicide, and that we will be able to know with wisdom, kindness, and understanding how to help them, which is his monthly intention for November. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What else? We pray for God to help us, help us to love those who persecute us, Love those who have afflicted us. Love those who have betrayed and cursed us. It's a supernatural gift. We ask you to help us to be more like you and to truly love ourselves the way you love us. Gosh, I'm already tired and it's only 7:45, which probably means I need to get some energy going on from the Holy Spirit until I can get to sleep. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us everlasting life. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory that God wants me to pray for. May he or she be released or helped right now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great rest of your night.